youth are dying on inner city streets. Whether inner city street or lower west side or the east side of Buffalo, they're dying. And we don't have the police presence that we need.
Grant wants to see state police cars patrolling the streets of her district, much like they did about 5 years ago when the city conducted a big crackdown against violence. Grant and Hoags represent Buffalo's east side, an area that remains a hotbed for violence. Hoags describes murders happening right near his own home.
I live in the Fruit Belt area. And less than a week ago, I woke up to gunshots. They did a drive-by shooting on the next street over. I have three young children that wake up to hear that. And so I have a vested interest in this.
But Mayor Brown says the city is already teaming up with state police and the sheriff's department. He says Operation Strike Force is out each night.
We have the New York State Police and we have the sheriff's department working with Buffalo police almost every single day in Operation Strike Force. So that's happening right now.
Brown also reminds citizens that the city's crime rate is lower this year than last. But Grant called for the news conference after learning there was another fatal shooting Monday.
What he's comparing it to, last year, the year before last, or 10 years ago? I'll say that one homicide is one too many. So until you have a homicide-free city, I don't think we should be making statements about crime is down.
An organization working to address needs in the African-American community is joining Grant and Hoags in urging law enforcement to join next month's summit. Charlie Fisher is president of Build of Buffalo. He noted the city was just named the 11th most dangerous in America.
Anybody saying that Buffalo is a safe place is badly and sadly mistaken. We know it is not safe, and we're better than that.
Fisher, Grant, and Hoags also criticized the city's recent gun buyback program, saying it's not effective in getting assault weapons off the streets. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.